The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. Easter marks midterm break for the schools, so the holiday doesn't finish until Tuesday the 29th when it's back to school. Then the Thursday is the 1st of May and a national holiday to honour workers. After all that disruption, it's pretty much straight on with heads down preparing for the end of year exams. I suppose it's a bit like the craziness of November and December in New Zealand, except add in the First Communion and wedding season to it all. The shops are overflowing with glamorous dresses and suits for the occasion, but it's like no sooner has the social whirl of fires finished than we're on to the next lot of celebrations. The Holy Week of Pascua has seen daily parades with various scenes of the event depicted on the floats, not necessarily in order. Observing the town organisation around these parades is quite impressive. If you've ever visited Europe, you'll have seen that people park everywhere. Clearly those that can afford it put their cars in parking garages, and whether it's in the basement of your own apartment building or a specifically designated parking building, there is a cost. Like an apartment with parking will be much more expensive than one without. But in the streets, they appear bumper to bumper. In fact, in the road code, you must not leave an excess of space and you have to park behind or in front of the nearest vehicle. No wasting space permitted. Hence the fact that sometimes we do bump the car in front or behind when exiting. Then when there are events on, like Easter parades, signs are displayed in the streets involved with the date and hour that you can't park there. People, especially locals, are very good at complying, helped by the fact that if you don't, your car is taken away by an army of vehicle removal trucks. For some events, I don't think there are fines, but it's just that you'll have the hassle of finding out where it is and having to go and get it. We have a new town hall council, and one of their policies is to do things that are highly visible and improve everyday things for the citizens. In this category falls street cleaning. So out with the signs again. Trucks with high pressure hoses and others with sweepers on them cleaning the streets. It seems a bit excessive to me, as they still do it when it's raining and it's noisy and it's usually quite early in the morning. In Paris, I was impressed that they cleaned out the gutters by flowing water down them. I'm not sure they still do that, but as it seemed quite wasteful of water. But I guess in New Zealand it rains enough and living is less concentrated in Europe, so you have less dirt. Another different thing about street parking is that where only one row of car fits, they have turned about which side of the street they're parked on. Around where we are, they have a month about, so for half a day when it's change over time, there's an obstacle course of getting around those who have remembered and those that haven't remembered to shift their car. So with lots of cars being moved about, it's goodbye from Lorraine in Spain for the week.
You've been listening to Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.